Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Today's topic is titled, How Can I Lead Without a Title? Or maybe we should say, can you really lead people when you're not in charge? So we received a question that said they really liked our podcast, but they were not in leadership at their organization. They wondered, hey, man, is it really worth my time to continue to invest in learning leadership, invest in developing myself as a leader?
Yeah, and this often comes up in a Five Levels workshop. I'll ask how many of you are a position leader? You're a manager. You have people reporting to you. The hands go up. And I said, how many of you are not? And this is really around in level one, we're talking about position. And you see people in the room go, well, wait a minute. I don't have a position. Is this really for me?
And, you know, with the five levels, we really talk about, and this is how John defines leadership. He defines it as influence, nothing more and nothing less. And it doesn't matter what your title is inside the organization. You have influence with your people. And so we're going to talk about it today from a little bit of a five levels perspective. Mm-hmm. John also has some great content that you and I were just briefly talking about on the 360-degree leader. And he talks about, hey, how do I lead up? How do I lead across to my peers? And then obviously, you know, how do I lead myself, which is the most important. So looking forward to the conversation. But, man, it's all about influence. You don't have to have a title to be in leadership.
Yeah, so some questions, this all comes from John's teaching, but some of the questions we like to ask to evaluate your level of influence with those in your circle, are these, and these are really good for leaders with a title and leaders without a title. One of them that I really like is, how well do people listen to me? Can you notice when you're talking, how do people respond to you? Are they actually listening to you?
Yeah, and so...
Why are you laughing?
I'm wondering really how many people listen to me at times, or us, right? Yeah, we are very appreciative of that one individual that's listening right now to us. I think you take this question and where you're challenged as leaders, you say, or maybe how many or why are people not listening to me? And I think you begin to kind of look at the other side of that. And here's a couple things I wrote down. Is it maybe because they don't trust you yet? Right? Trust happens over time. Maybe you don't have credibility at this time. Maybe you're not using the right communication style. But really what I want to hone in here is that, again, we're not going to specifically talk about a title, but at level two, it's about connecting with your people, right? People give you influence. People want to follow you because that you have invested in them. You have connected with them. And so here, I wrote down just a couple of things. Remember, do not have a title, but get people to listen to you. Be authentic. Know yourself. Engage them with stories. Now, listen, when I wrote this down, I was like, I'm not just talking about, like, everyday stories. People are like, oh, here comes Perry with another story. No. Stories that are relevant to what the team's working on, relevant to the projects that you're involved in. I wrote down, be present. And then the last one was, simplify and clarify your message. And the reason I wrote that last one down was how many of us have been around people that didn't have a title or did, and man, when they didn't simplify, for me, this is the thing, or clarify their message, I quit listening to them, right? And so what we're talking about here is how are we getting people to listen to us on the other side? So that's the first one. Number two, I'm going to throw this to you here. How well is the team performing when you are on it?
I find this to be a very interesting question. It speaks really straight to level three influence, which is level three is producing results together. So you might think, wait a minute, I'm just a member of the team. I'm not the leader of the team. I don't have a title. I don't have the position. I'm just on the team. Well, the question people of influence want to know is the team better because I'm on it? Is the team better because of my presence? And I always want to know, are you influencing others and influencing performance? I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, and I think what you got to do is you got to say, go back and be like, am I on the right seat? Am I in the right seat on the right bus, right? Am I in a place to where I'm adding value to my team, maybe in an area that only you can add value to? We talk about this as a leader, right? What are things that only you can do for the team that you need to be focused on. And maybe everything else should be delegated to somebody else, or you shouldn't be doing it. And so I think you got to really question, say, what is the role that I'm playing? When I talked about self-awareness just a minute ago, do a little bit of a analysis of your impact on the team. How am I contributing to this? Or the team or the department had a win here, or we reduced cost by this, or we increased revenue by this. Like, what role did you play into that team? Here's another thing. How many new innovative thoughts and ideas are you just throwing out? John has this saying. He says, hey, as a team member, if you're invited to the meeting or you're invited to the table and you're not adding value to that meeting or that table, you might not be invited back. And so think about the impact. Just really think about what is it that you're adding value to the team, and really begin to pour fuel on that and really make the team the best they can be. All right, so the third one here is, how are people responding to you personally? And as you get an intuitive feel for what this is like, what is it that you feel like, or how people are responding to you personally?
Yeah, I call it the caller ID test. I kind of smile. I think that if my name popped up on their phone, yes, and they looked at it, would they take that call or send me straight to voicemail?
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking, wow, that's Perry, I need to take that, it's very important, or wow, I can take that later, it's not usually that good. And I thought, you can tell when you're interacting with people if they want to hear what you have to say, or if they're just waiting to move on to the next thing on their agenda. And like you said, are they engaging? Are they involved with that conversation? And I find that to be interesting to know how are people responding to me, and is my influence good here, or do I need to work on something in that area?
So do I need to tell you that I've sent you to voicemail earlier? Or
I know, so I get your voicemail a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're just a busy guy. Is that,
yeah, thank you, thank you. But you gave that illustration, and it's funny because we all do it. And those that are listening right now, smile a little bit, because you know that you could just be riding down the road, and when you see a certain name pop up on your phone, you're like, yep, got to go to voicemail, which gives you a little bit of that influence.
Yeah. So the last question is one I like to ask on coaching calls, that especially for people that are leaning on their influence and not on their title to lead. But what is the biggest challenge you notice when working with peers? So you don't really have power or position. It's all influence with your peers. So I thought, always, what are the challenges you face? And if anything jumping out at you there?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that do. When you're talking about working with your peers, and these may be some things that you kind of just maybe see repetitively, that may give you some aha moments or give you some current concerns where you're like, hey, my ideas are really never even considered realistic. And the tendency for you as an individual contributor, when that begins happening, is to begin to shut down. And I just want to encourage you, keep throwing ideas out there. Keep innovating, keep thinking differently, keep finding your leadership voice, even though what's that saying where the leader says, hey, look, if you and I have the same opinion,
one of us isn't necessary.
Yeah, I think you taught me that. One of us, and it's not
the leader.
That's right. So I'd encourage you, don't allow the fact that maybe your ideas are never being considered to stop you, just because that's the quickest way for you to lose influence, not gain influence. Here's one, right? The boss seems to like other people more than me. Okay. Just need to understand that there are people that are attracted to certain different, it's the same with you. We all are attracted to similar personalities. We talk about, when it comes to personalities, and we do a lot of behavioral assessment studying around this, is that when you have similar wiring as people, there's a natural attraction. And so you kind of gravitate towards each other. And that may be what's going on. Maybe you have the exact opposite personality as your leader, which you're needed on the team, by the way. But what's going to happen is there's a natural tendency to have a disconnect from your leader. And for you to immediately sit over here and go, I think they like so-and-so better. What does this look like? And I don't want you to get caught up in that trap, because it's your responsibility to reach out, to be able to connect. And don't play those mind games. Control what you can control. And I think that you'll see, those three things that we kind of just covered briefly, I think you'll see your influence begin to grow.
Sure. Well, I'm always thinking that one statement John said, I probably saw it 20 years ago, it grabbed me. It's so real still today. It says, if you You can't give what you don't have. And so you've got to be pouring into you so you can pour into others. And I'm thinking, if I'm on a team, I don't have a title, I'm trying to make a contribution, I'm leaning on my influence, what am I doing to make the team better? And why don't I'm just a junior person? Well, how are you developing you? You know, one of the things we ask in the Five Levels workshop is at level three, what is it from your past performance, from your successes, from the victories you've had, what is it that you can leverage to make others better? And I find people trying to do this without having, I'm not pouring into me, but I'm going to try and pour into you. People can read that in a moment. You have no influence. So if you're pouring into you with the express intent of pouring into other people, people on the team, they notice that.
That's right.
Because so many people are trying to do things on their own. They're not trying to help the team. They're trying to help themselves. You said, no, I'm here to serve and to take our team to the next level. I want to be around people like that. I don't know how that resonates with you.
You know, I think if you think about and unpack some of the things that we just talked about, and you do it without a title, here's what happens. And I'm going to kind of summarize, kind of wrapping up today, this thought is, because I think that personal growth one is something that I think we need to really continue to focus on growing ourselves. Because what we want to do is we want to be adding value, we want to be growing ourselves, but we want to be adding value to the team in a way that when an opportunity comes available for the next titled position, whatever that might be, it almost becomes a no-brainer. It almost becomes a, oh, that makes sense, right? Perry, man, look what Perry's been doing. Look at the value. Look at the influence that Perry has. Look at the people that are listening to Perry. Look at how he communicates this way and he's contributing. And so there's an opportunity for a new position, a new leader, a new director, whatever it is. And it's almost kind of like, oh, yeah, that's Perry's spot, right? He's already been doing that, which, by the way, that happens a lot in corporate America, right? People are doing a lot of different jobs and getting paid for one. But if you have that focus, especially when you are at that place in your journey where you're like, you know what, I don't have a title and I'm really questioning kind of these three areas, I really want you just to kind of remember that. The other thing is we talk about in five levels that, you know, level two for me is the foundation to all success as a leader. And it's about connecting. It's about building relationships with people. And you don't have to have a title to do that. And then we talk about level three, around the production. You don't have to have a title to produce for the organization or the department or the team. And then at level four, we talk about investing in other people, personally and professionally. You don't have to have a title to do that. And that's why John's definition of leadership is so powerful, because you don't have to be a leader. And you know what's sad is that too many leaders mistake the definition of leadership for actual leadership. And you have an opportunity, even without a title, to be able to influence people and add value to people through relationships, through producing as a team, as a peer, and then through adding value to them personally and professionally. So just keep that in mind from the five levels of leadership. You don't have to have a title to have influence.
It's kind of neat. You can just follow the levels and do what it says. It's a beautiful model. Well, thanks, Chris. Great reminders as always. And just reminding you, our listeners, if you'd like to know more about the five levels of leadership, I'll direct you back on the podcast series level, podcast number one. Chris does a fantastic outline of all the five levels. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can leave us a question or a comment at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We love hearing from you. And as always, we're just so grateful that you follow along with us. And that's it for today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.